Holy shit. It's 5:57 p.m. This is the latest, definitely, I've ever recorded. I didn't wake up. I was up late watching the movie Enough. You ever see Enough? Where the guy, he's a really sweet guy. He's like the nicest guy. And then he marries Jennifer Lopez. And he's still nice. And then she has a kid. And he's still nice. And then the kid turns about 7. And all of a sudden he's like, I'm punching you in the face now. He's like, now I punch you. And he's just like saying, I'm banging this other broad on the side. And you are going to be okay with it. And then I'm going to punch you. And then J-Lo's like, oh, I'm getting out of here. He's like, oh, I'll kill you. But she escapes and cuts her hair. Now, you know, you figure J-Lo with short hair, who's going to recognize her? Nobody. And that's about as far as I got in the movie. I couldn't finish it because it was too late. It's 4 a.m. So, and then I woke up and I had to do a stand-up comedy show in Queens at 3:00 p.m. So I didn't really have time to record this before I had to go. So here we are. I guess for a 3 p.m. comedy show in somebody's apartment, it was pretty good. It was a fun show. Emergency alert about ballistic missiles sent to Hawaii residents. This is the fucking... This story intrigues the shit out of me. Now, if you live in Hawaii, I don't know if anybody here listens to, like, anybody who listens lives in Hawaii, but you live in Hawaii, you thought you were, you just legit thought for a half hour, 30, 35 minutes, that you were going to see the apocalypse. You're like, the nuclear, we're going to be killed. And you had all the fucking chemicals that rushed through your body in that same exact, and then you got to walk right back out of it, and didn't even. You never be as in a. They're kind of lucky. I don't know if anybody got hurt. Not if anybody got hurt or anything during the craziness. The brace for impact, but kind of lucky in that sense. I mean, even if they get nuked for real now, it won't even be because everybody like we kind of know what that. We did this already. It won't be that big of a deal. But glad they didn't get nuked. It's they gotta figure out that system because now no one's gonna believe it. It's gonna be like we're gonna get nuclear war is coming on our phone alert, and it's gonna be like hearing a car alarm. You just fucking snooze it. Who gives a shit? Oh, is it an Amber Alert? Or is it one of these fucking fake nuclear attack alerts? And then we just get nuked and we didn't have time to go punch somebody in the face or something on the way out. Let me just punch somebody before I die. LAPD opens investigation of Steven Seagal after sexual harassment claims. Man, Steven Seagal, what a piece of shit. Should have seen that coming. Steven Seagal, just because the guy is a little douchey, you don't expect that he's gonna do such awful things. But yeah, fuck him. You know, it's like I never liked the look of that guy. The U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands finally admits. No-go zone claims were false. Oh, well, that doesn't matter to the people that like to post those articles every single day. It won't matter that it was actually being proven false because they don't believe that the truth really makes a difference and that the idea of it is still something that people should think about even though it hasn't happened. But they'll just say, yet. But, Jesus. Fiat Chrysler will move Ram production to Michigan from Mexico. They've been making Ram trucks in Mexico and not in Michigan. Well, that's good, right? Buy American if you want. You know, there's all. You could buy a Toyota, I guess, if that's your thing. Jersey City police officer arrested after running suspect over twice. Ugh. Why twice? I can't. You know, once you can try to say, oh, well, my foot slipped or something. Twice, you really can't. I don't even want to open the article. I don't want to see pictures of that. H&M stores trashed in South Africa in protest over racist ad. What did H&M do that was... oh, right. I saw this. And I don't... it's like the coolest monkey in the jungle sweatshirt sold by H&M. So, South Africa, no H&M for them. I say this about H&M. Some of their stuff's cut in this weird rectangular way. I don't even know who it's for. And not a huge fan. FBI brands Apple jerks for making iPhones too difficult to crack. That's why I have an iPhone, man. Can't crack my phone, FBI. Try as you might. You can't break it. I guess you can put my thumb on it and then it'll open right up. Which I think they can do. That's the thing. Some people I know don't have their thumbprint in. They always put in the code like every time. And I'm like, why won't you do that? And they're like, oh, I put my code in every time because your thumb, the cops arrest you. They can compel you to open your phone with your thumb because that's not something that's in your brain. They're allowed to take your fingerprints. So they're allowed to take your thumbprint to open your phone. And I'm like, what the fuck is on your phone, dude, that you're getting arrested and you're worried about the cops? Is that... the off chance that you're getting arrested and you've now like got like sensitive information on your phone that the cops, you're afraid the cops are going to see, or just open your phone with your thumb without having to put a cut. It's like there's nothing. You're going to turn to a life of, if you turn to a life of crime, all right, take your thumbprint out of there, do the code every time. But if you are living a square life and not running scams and dealing meth, then I think you're okay with the fingerprint. As long as... but I do like that it's difficult to crack. Let's see, one more and then done. A short one because it's fucking late. California man turns himself in for 1993 unsolved murder. Oh, he couldn't live with it. Said God wanted him to confess to 25-year-old killing. Man, this guy must really love God. Because God told me to turn myself in after I was in the clear on something from 1993. I'd say, I get it, God. It'd probably be a nice thing for me to do. But why don't you think about it? What are you thinking about? Give me another day. Maybe tomorrow. I'd put it off for a while. But now that guy gets to go to heaven, I guess. Oh, speaking of going to heaven, 27th of this month at the Creek in the Cave, 8 p.m., I'll be recording my last album. The last album that will ever be released by me the day after I die. Go over to creeklic.com, buy a ticket. Come to New York City. It's a fun place to be. Our big Arctic chill is gone. Everything's pretty all right. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to go. See you tomorrow. We love you.